So we're asking, why man, throughout the world, at whatever level of society, class he may be, this is one thing he is pursuing. In the name of God, in the name of religion, in the name of politics, in the pleasure with which goes power, position, prestige, and all the rest of it. Why? You understand? Why are you, as a human being, representing the world which you are, why are you pursuing pleasure? Observe it, not right or wrong. Why is there this demand? Then when you go to church, when you go to a temple, it's another form of pleasure, sexual pleasure, the pleasure of possession, the pleasure of denial, the pleasure of austerity, the pleasure of abundance, the pleasure of possession, the pleasure of detachment, the pleasure of achievement, the pleasure of renunciation, the pleasure of completely controlling your body. This immense structure of pleasure is one of the factors of our consciousness. Perhaps it may be one of the major factors. So why? You understand? You can't answer, not a verbal answer, observing this fact of pleasure. Why, we are asking, man has pursued it for millions of years, which is you. Knowledge is a great factor of pleasure. The pleasure of having read great many books, all the information, able to talk about it, inform people, you know, the whole pleasure of knowledge. Why? Observe it, please, in yourself. Why you, as a human being, pursue this pleasure? And what is pleasure? There are different kinds of pleasure. The pleasure of sensation, biological, organic sensation. There is the pleasure, psychological pleasures. And the pleasure of thinking very clearly. And what is this pleasure? Is joy that thing which comes uninvited? Is that joy pleasure? You're wondering by yourself, if you ever do a wood or a walk along, and suddenly, without your any invitation, without seeking it, there's that peculiar sense of ecstasy, joy, that is wholly different from pleasure. But thought recognizes that joy as an extraordinary state, then remembers that state, please follow this, remembers that state and wants more of it. So pleasure is the movement of thought. And if you see, I have had a pleasure of a good meal and I remember it and I say to myself, I must have it tomorrow. The pleasure of domination, pleasure of having power over others, all that is the movement of thought over an incident which has happened and stored up as memory. And the movement of that is pleasure. So joy is entirely different from pleasure. Moment you remember that joy, then it becomes pleasure. And enjoyment. When you see a mountain, listen to the running waters, or see a green field and a lonely tree in a field, there's delight, there's a sense of fullness, appreciation of this vastness, of this marvelous earth. Again, that feeling of enjoyment is taken over by thought and pursued. Therefore, that becomes pleasure. Is this clear? So, pleasure is the movement of thought in time. And we are conditioned to that. We seek enlightenment, religious life, basically, because it will give ultimate pleasure. Right? So pleasure is one of our basic principles in life, which is the pursuit of it. Not seeing the immense importance of seeing something extraordinary and not storing it. You understand? I wonder. This is, please, if I may point out to you again, is very important. Because the brain is recording all the time. Recording every incident, every happening, every experience, every, it's like a computer, storing. Because in that storage, there is great security. If there is no storing up, you're lost. So, the brain needs security to function safely, intelligently, actively, efficiently. And so, the brain stores up. As it stores up to act skillfully in the mechanical world, so brain stores up memory, knowledge as a means of its own security, which is obvious. Now, as long as that is operating, there is nothing new, right? As long as the brain is operating, functioning, using its knowledge in skills, it is limited. It becomes mechanical. In that, there is no basic freedom. So we're saying, is it possible to see something lovely, look at it, give your complete attention to it, and not record it? Moment you record it, it becomes the pursuit of pleasure. You understand? So is that possible? You have most pleasurable incident happening, extraordinarily pleasurable. To observe it, and to be so completely attentive that the brain doesn't record, then that incident is over and not carried over. So there is, that's important to find out, because it's part of part of meditation. This is real meditation. If you want to go into it very deeply, this is real meditation. Because to find out if there is, in the area of the brain or in the mind, in the universe, in the global existence, a state, a dimension in which thought has never entered. Therefore, culture, civilization has never touched it. To find that out, and that is the real meditation, the real religious life, to find that out, one must find out why this recording process goes on all the time. You understand? If the process goes on all the time, then the brain becomes mechanical. Our brains are mechanical, part of it. Is there another part of the brain which is not mechanical? To find that out, registration must come to an end. You follow? See the sequence of it for yourself, not because I am capable of good argument or anything of that kind, but see it for yourself how important it is to find out. If there is an area where thought with its mechanistic activity has never entered, and you can only find that out if the registration process comes to an end. That is, can the brain observe, be fully, completely attentive with all the senses to that particular happening, to that particular incident, be fully aware. And when it's so completely aware, there's no record. You can do it for yourself. You can see. If you can look at something, doesn't matter what it is, with all your senses, not intellectually, not visually, not merely hearing, but it's every nerve, every sense is fully awakened to observe that incident, however pleasurable, however painful, you will see there is no record. Don't agree with me. Don't say yes, that's marvelous. Do it. That means you have to find out what it means to be aware. What is implied in that word? Is it something to practice? Or I shall become gradually aware. I am not now, but I will be day after tomorrow. Or go to classes to learn how to be aware. Also, I'm so silly. Cut it out. You are only aware now and never. Where either you are, you can't cultivate it. Then what you cultivate is the desire to achieve something. And when there is the desire to achieve something, then you have lost totally the beauty, the perfume of awareness. You understand?